Have your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And this morning we get to hear from Zimbabwean-born author Ken Wilson-Max about his brand new children's book. It's called Astro Girl. The book is a girl power story about a little girl who dreams about being an astronaut. And while her mom is at work, she and her dad have fun acting out the challenges that an astronaut would probably face on a space mission. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Ken. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi. Hi, nice to talk to you.
Thank you for making the time. You are a children's book writer, and you've got over 50 titles under your belt. And I'm just keen to find out from you. First of all, like, we enjoyed a lot. We really enjoyed Astro Girl in my home, even though we're staring at it on a computer PDF. But you know, what is the inspiration for Astro Girl specifically?
Okay, I'll start by saying I got over 70 books. Quite a long career.
So sure.
The inspiration for Astro Girl was actually all the kind of women in my life, from my grandma to my mom to my sister. And it was also this idea, because I was raised by all of these ladies, also this idea that women can do anything. You know, and I saw it firsthand, you know. So that was the real thing. It was really to take the gender issue and completely turn it on its head and show people that actually, you know, once you give children the kind of opportunity, they will take it no matter what might be the limit, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the book is just arriving on here in our stores, on our shores, but already in the UK, the book has won the UK Science Awards for Early Year STEM, as well as the Earliest STEM Award, as well as being chosen as one of the Bank Street College of Education's 2020 Best Children's Book of the Year in the US.
Yes.
What do these accolades mean for you? And are you one of those writers, and I'm guessing you might say yes, who writes quite intentionally with a view to how he's impacting his young readers?
Yeah, I'm much more interested in the readers than the awards, if I can put it that way.
Sure.
I'm much more interested in making a difference to young children, giving them an idea that they can see themselves in a book or a story,
mm-hmm.
And helping them sort of find their moment. Because by helping them, you're also kind of helping the parents see that they can also change and see a different view.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, to receive an award or to even receive a good review, I think is it's a really sort of confidence booster, and it just helps everything along, you know, because making a book takes quite a long time, up to a year sometimes.
Mm.
Astro Girl took 9 years, if
sure.
I can put it that way, a little bit of information, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was 9 years of kind of constantly rewriting and resketching before we found the right story, you know, and that was unusually long.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, what you're doing so in such a simple manner is, you know, breaking down those sort of normative constructs of a mom being a primary caregiver. So the dad is at home is at home. He's a primary caregiver, and mama is, you know, as we'll find out, is a brown astronaut coming back home from a mission. You know, hence the inspiration for the little girl. So busting a lot of myths, as it were, or preconceptions. But that process that you've alluded to, which seems counterintuitive, we read children's books and we often, we often think they are that simple. And surely, it's not a process that takes so long. But I guess there's so much sophistication in the simplicity. Talk to me about how you get it right for yourself.
First of all, I think that actually children's books are really the unsung key kind of books to our literature, because what you're doing is actually making the next writer, the next reader, the next, you know, I mean, we're actually starting at a very young age.
Yeah.
So we, you know, and I'm working specifically with that in mind. And I always try to, the approach that I use is to try and find the emotional moments between a parent and a child, or a child and another child, or a child and a pet or something. Just to, I spend a great deal of time just observing how people are with each other. You know, and I don't mean in a test lab situation.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you're out having your coffee, you're watching a person comes in with a baby, and you can see how they are with each other. You know, whether it's happy or not happy, you can actually. And I try to capture those moments, and whatever stories I have, I infuse them with these really natural moments as best I can. So rather than take stories from fantasy, I'm actually taking stories from everyday life and turning them into something.
Yeah, and you really have turned, you've really turned this into a beautiful new book. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Ken.
Thank you.
It's been
an
absolute pleasure speaking to you. And congratulations on a gorgeous, gorgeous new book. That's Ken Wilson Max. He is a Zimbabwean author and illustrator of Astro Girl. Tells a story of Astrid, who's loved the stars and space for as long as she can remember. And she dreams, of course, of being an astronaut just like her mommy. Pick it up. It is really, really beautifully done.